Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. That's right, this is MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, UFC 144, just 1 week away in Tokyo, Japan. Guess what? The fight's going to start at 8:30 in the morning over there. I kid you not. We'll have one fight on Facebook. Then from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll have fights on FX. Then they'll go live with the pay-per-view at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, we're talking about Ben Henderson taking on Frankie Edgar for the UFC World Lightweight title. That's 155 pounds. But the bottom line is, man, that's a heck of a time for people to go into fights, huh? 8:30 in the morning, but they're going to do it in Tokyo, Japan. And one of the biggest stories to come out in a while in the world of the UFC, of course, was Nick Diaz out of Stockton, California, one of my favorite guys when it comes to walking down alleys with. He's also a very entertaining fighter, but I mean, I consider him one of the toughest, meanest guys I've ever met in my life. And he's in trouble again, tested positive for marijuana. Shame on him. Even though he has a medical marijuana recommendation from the state of California doctor, who in Nevada recognizes medical marijuana as well, and it's not a performance-enhancing drug. Yeah, we're going to talk about that and the fact that he's probably going to be suspended for a year because of that. So the bottom line is Nick Diaz not going to be in the UFC welterweight title picture, not anytime in the near future. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. At 25 minutes past the hour, we'll be joined by the most prolific writer in MMA history. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
You are in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
The late Biggie Smalls bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking in the world of mixed martial arts. I want to say hello to all everybody in the armed forces out there. This is the American Forces Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and of course, live worldwide via the fabulous internet. Well, folks, I got to bring this up, and I'm a little peeved about this. I really am, because, you know, the Nevada State Athletic Commission is the place where a lot of UFC events take place, the majority of the big gates, of course, the huge gates usually come out of Las Vegas, and the big boxing gates come out of Las Vegas as well. Well, why is there a difference between two? And the difference is they took a win off Nick Diaz's record a couple of years ago for testing positive for marijuana. He beat Takanori Gomi with a submission hold, and they took away the fight in May of 2007 because he tested positive for marijuana. But yet, when the Nevada State Athletic Commission learned that Shane Mosley had lied to them when he said they didn't take steroids, when he provided them with a false polygraph exam that said he didn't knowingly take steroids or EPO or anything like that, they never suspended him when he came out later on tape in a deposition taped in 2009, I believe, with Victor Conti, of course, the man that used to run Valco Labs, now the head of SNAC, that's SNAC.com, Sports Nutrition for Advanced Conditioning. I take some of their products. I think it's pretty good. But the bottom line is, you know, they haven't done anything to Mosley at all. Mosley was never penalized. He was never suspended. He was never banned. I mean, here was a guy, he lied about it. He lied about it to everybody in the media. Then, of course, Pedro broke the story. I haven't seen the grand jury transcripts here in San Francisco where Shane Mosley admitted taking both the clear and the cream. Those are two undetectable steroids at the time, and he knew what they were. There was no question about it. He later admitted in that deposition in that lawsuit against Victor Conti, which was eventually thrown out when he sued Conti for defamation of character and all that kind of good stuff. You know, when Conti said, hey, look, you knew exactly what you were taking. He said, no, I didn't. Well, it turns out he did. And if you go to the website, ringtalk.com, I've got a story up from earlier in the week. It says, ban Shane Mosley if you suspend Nick Diaz. And, of course, I got Shane Mosley's video steroid admission that he took both EPO and the clear and the cream. So they banned or they're going to suspend Nick Diaz for a year for a non-performance enhancing drug, but yet they'll let Shane Mosley slide and they didn't take his win off the books. Of course, that was a win over Oscar De La Hoya in their second fight, the rematch. Of course, De La Hoya was all into that. I mean, De La Hoya was talking to me on the phone, talking to me personally when I saw him in person. Was he really on steroids? Blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, what does Oscar do? The great cross-dresser? He goes and signs Shane Mosley to a contract with his promotional group, Golden Boy Promotions. So all of a sudden, that was out the window. Okay? But the bottom line is, in Nevada, you can have a fight taken away from you for smoking marijuana, but you can't have a fight taken away from you for using performance-enhancing drugs. I'm talking about steroids, in which Shane Mosley admitted. Of course, The fact that he beat the Nevada State Athletic Commission test on that fight with De La Hoya, that's indicative of the testing process that Nevada had in place at the time. They say they've got a better system going now. I know that Josh Barnett's been caught a few times. There's been a couple other UFC fighters that have been caught on steroids. But the bottom line is, you know, here was a guy that lied about it, and he got away with it. I mean, with impunity. He lied about it. They scheduled a polygraph exam. He took the polygraph exam. His lawyer, Judd Bernstein, not to be confused with Snow White's eighth dwarf, okay? But Judd Bernstein submitted this polygraph exam to the Nevada State Athletic Commission trying to prove that Shane Mosley hadn't taken steroids, okay? And he presented it to the press. And then Mosley admits a couple years later, you know, after I blew his cover like 100 different times and 100 different media outlets, that he had taken steroids. And, of course, he told Dan Raphael of ESPN.com he took them, but he didn't know what he was taking. Then in the deposition, I think it was November 2009, when Victor Conti, it's taped, I've got it up at ringtalk.com right now. The article's called Ban Show Shane Mosley If You Suspend Nick Diaz in Shane Mosley's Video Steroid Admission. He admits taking both the EPO and the Clear and the Cream, and he knowingly knew what they were before he took them. So why wasn't he suspended? Why wasn't he banned from boxing in Nevada? But they're willing to ban Nick Diaz for a year. Now, look, I know Nick has been a head case. I know he hasn't showed up for press conferences. I know he's been no-shows a couple of times. I know there were times when he couldn't fight in California because he had weed in his system. But he said he had flushed his system out well, and he didn't expect to test positive this time, even though the guy has a medical marijuana prescription. So Senator Mark Leno of California is trying to push a bill through the state Senate right now, which will forbid any employer, anybody, from penalizing somebody for having marijuana in their system if they have a medical recommendation from a doctor. And I agree with that, because it's not something. Listen, we say, I don't smoke it anymore. I used to. I admit it, I used to, but I don't smoke it anymore. And the bottom line is weed stays in your system up to 90 days if you take a hair test for your drugs and 30 to 45 days if you take a urinalysis for drugs. So the bottom line is it stays in your system a long time. Cocaine, crack, steroids, EPO, all this stuff washes out of your system in 3, 4, or 5 days, okay? But yet marijuana sticks around, and that's the drug that everybody's getting suspended for. That's the drug everybody's being penalized for, okay? That's the drug that Nick Diaz is being hung out to dry for. Of course, the UFC not happy with the fact that Diaz tested positive because they wanted to throw a rematch of UFC 143. I'm talking about Carlos Condit taking that unanimous nod over Nick Diaz. They wanted to throw a rematch that up in May or June. That's not going to happen. I mean, it's not going to happen. Of course, Diaz can't fight possibly for a year at the minimum. God knows, you know, Nevada might jump in and try to be holier than thou and ban him for life. And if Nevada bans him for life, he'll have to fight in Indian reservations and places like that. But the bottom line is, from a medical marijuana prescription, you'll suspend the guy for a year, but for steroids, you won't. Remember that TV show MMA Junkie Live? Yeah, well, it's now going to be called MMA Uncensored Live, and Dan Henderson will be the first guest. That'll be on February 23rd, of course. February 25th, that's 1 week from today, UFC 144 goes down in Tokyo, Japan. Ben Henderson challenging Frankie Edgar for the lightweight title. There's a bunch of fights. Quentin Jackson's on the card, but this is a goofy schedule. The first fight's going to be on Facebook. Okay, they'll have it on Facebook, the UFC website on Facebook. And then they'll have the 2 hours on FX from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Eastern time. Then they'll go at 10 p.m. Eastern time with a live pay-per-view. God knows what time it's going to be, 7 o'clock out here on the West Coast. God knows what time it's going to be over there in Japan, because the card's going to start at 8:30 in the morning. Good God. It'll be a four-hour show, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Man, that's a long, long show. But the bottom line is, they figure they can do with it. They figure they can roll with it. No question about it. The UFC is hot, especially in Japan. They'll have some Japanese fighters on the card. And, of course, as I said, this title fight, Quentin Jackson will be on the card. Of course, he was the rage. I mean, he was the rage of the cage as far as fighting was concerned when Pride fighting championships were taking place in Japan. Of course, that was when they fought in the ring, and that's what I thought was a lot better. In fact, the Pride, they had a 10-minute opening round. That's right. 10 minutes was the opening round. I mean, if you can go 10 minutes fighting somebody, man, that sort of separates the men from the boys. I mean, this is no question about it. Like 15-round boxing matches versus 12-round boxing matches. I mean, 12-round boxing matches, a guy can sprint for 7 rounds like, you know, Oscar De La Hoya used to do. He'd sprint for 7 rounds, lay off for 5 rounds, thinking he's going to win the fight against Tito Trinidad, but yet he didn't. He lost by a point or two, and, of course, that was because his trainer, the late Gil Clancy, told him, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing okay, blah, 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 blah. Gil Clancy, one of the most overrated trainers in the history of the game. No question about that. Dave Bautista, remember him? The WWE star. I told you he had that great movie role where he played an ex-cop. I think it was like The House of the Rising Sun or something like that. I got it on bootleg video from the flea market for like $1, the DVD. But the bottom line is, it was an outstanding movie. The guy really can act. I kid you not. And he's down to about 220 pounds. And, of course, he was like almost close to 300 pounds when he was in the World Wrestling Entertainment industry. But the bottom line is, he's dropped like 80 pounds. He looks good. And he will be in a new movie. He's got a mohawk now. He'll be in a new movie called The Chronicles of Riddick. That'll be coming out. I take that back. They'll be taping that beginning in June. But the bottom line is, Dave Bautista getting his act together as an actor. Does not want to do any more MMA. Doesn't want to do any more WWE. He said he's done with that. He's like 41 years old, and I don't blame him. At the age of 41, I don't know if I'd want to fight as far as MMA is concerned, especially the upper level. They weren't going to let him come in like Kimbo Slice and fight a bunch of bums. Speaking of Kimbo Slice, who cares about him anymore? Nobody even talks about Kimbo anymore. Of course, I'm talking about the guy that came to fame by fighting on YouTube and like these videos where he's fighting in people's backyards and this and that. All of a sudden, he was a rage. And then once he was put in against a good fighter, he lost not once, but twice, but 3 times. So he's not much. I think he's done as far as the world of mixed martial arts was concerned. Speaking of numbers, the UFC 143, they did 6,727 paid, 9,000 people total, and they did a gross gate of $2,389,000. That's not too bad, huh? And Lorenzo Fertitta, of course, the owner of the UFC, was talking this week about Junior Dos Santos and Alistair Overeem going down for the World Heavyweight Championship. That's right. I'm talking about the World Heavyweight Championship against Alistair Overeem. Junior Dos Santos and Alistair Overeem, the most anticipated heavyweight fight in a long time as far as the UFC and the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. It will take place on May 26th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of mixed martial arts. Next up, the preeminent writer in the world of mixed martial arts, Dave Meltzer, right here on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, and, of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our 5th facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
The dudes that write about MMA have envied my next guest for so long. He is the most prolific writer in the world of mixed martial arts. No question about that. Talking about the great Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Dave, a very good day to you, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Pedro?
Excellent, man. Thank you so much. Now, UFC 144 is going to be in Tokyo, Japan, and it's going to start at 8:30 in the morning?
I think 9:30 maybe their time.
Holy cow.
They moved it back an hour when they kind of realized how early it was going to be because it's not even in Tokyo. It's in Saitama, which is like north of Tokyo. So if you're in Tokyo, it's going to take you about an hour to get there. So maybe, you know, I think that the idea was that starting that early in the morning was going to be tough. So they moved it back an hour, and because of that, There's going to be a 4-hour pay-per-view window instead of a 3-hour pay-per-view window. So that's because of the time difference, because they want to go live in the United States. In normal, it would be 7 to 10 Pacific time, 10 to 1 a.m. So now it'll be 10 to 2 a.m. Eastern and 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific. So the main event's actually going to go in an hour later, and instead of five live matches, there'll be 7 live matches.
Is that asking too much for the casual sports fan to stay up that late on the East Coast?
I think so. That's why they're only doing it one time. But I think that the thing was that they were thinking that they were asking too much to get fans there like at 7:30 or 8 in the morning in Tokyo to get to a suburb.
Okay.
That time difference is pretty difficult. The UFC's having a lot of trouble with the time difference because, you know, another one is in June, they wanted to run the soccer stadium in Brazil that holds like 67,000 people, but there's a noise ordinance in the area of the stadium that basically you have to be done, I believe, at midnight. But in order to get it at the right time slot for North America, the main event wouldn't even go into the ring until 2 a.m. So they may have to move it to Rio de Janeiro because there's no facilities in Sao Paulo other than that stadium that would be available on that day.
There used to be a noise ordinance in Clearwater, Florida for airplanes at the airport, but Don King had this old junk of an airplane, this jet that made all kinds of noise, used to fly in like at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. The neighbors went berserk. Finally, after several complaints and a couple of lawsuits, Don sort of had to curtail coming in at 2:30 or 3 in the morning. So what I'm trying to say is if you've got some money, and I think the UFC is big enough in Brazil to where they could actually maybe talk to the local municipality and get that law sort of like
– They're trying, you know, so that's – but it's not finalized. I mean, so everything's like up in the air. They still haven't announced the location for the show, and it's the Anderson Silva Chael Sonnen show, which for Brazil actually is a would probably be the I think it'd be by far the biggest fight they've had in Brazil so far.
Okay. Chael Sonnen, of course, a winner a couple of weeks ago, not all that impressively, and of course that was on the same card in which Nick Diaz lost to Carlos Condit.
No, there's two different shows.
Two different shows. That's right. One was the January 28th FX show, right?
January 28th Fox show, and then the Diaz show was a pay-per-view February 4th from Vegas.
All right. Now, Diaz has been suspended for marijuana, and I saw that you ripped him a new one there in your latest Wrestling Observer newsletter, and I agree with you. He is irresponsible, but how can you suspend him for a year for marijuana, for a non-performance-enhancing drug, and yet you have Shane Mosley, who took steroids, and I got a hold of the Balco grand jury transcripts, and I broke the story many, many years ago, and Shane Mosley denied it, and he denied it to the point where he went and took a polygraph exam and said that he didn't take steroids and he hadn't taken EPO. And then, of course, he admitted to Dan Raphael of ESPN.com in 2007 that he did take the steroids, but unknowingly. Then, in a deposition in 2009, when Victor Conti put him under oath in New York City, he admitted taking both the clear, the cream, and the EPO, and yet they never went back and took a win off his record, but they took a win off Nate Diaz's record for marijuana. Is that a double standard? That's a hell of a double standard to me.
The problem is they're only going to take the win away if you fail a test, not if you admit to using. And, you know, quite frankly, yeah, you should. If he had any wins during that period, they should be turned into no contest based on what he testified to under oath, sure.
I mean, because you would think so, but the Nevada State Athletic Commission, of course, has looked the other way. And May the 5th.
There's a thing also regarding retroactive. I don't know when when the law passed in Nevada that allowed them to overturn. You know, because there's things like in California, Hoyce Gracie with Sakuraba at the L.A. Coliseum. Hoyce Gracie tested positive for decadorabilin, and he's still listed as having the win because California hadn't enacted that law allowing the overturning of the decision. Now, you know, that would be called a no contest.
We're talking with Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, of course, the WrestlingObserver.com. It is a weekly newsletter. It comes out. It's about 40 to 50,000 words each week, and when he gets down and does a double issue, it's like 100,000 words. I've never understood how this man could put together this much information, but he does it every week, 52 weeks a year, and the latest edition is not a disappointment. I spent about an hour and a half to 2 hours last night reading it from cover to cover. It is like a Bible. If you're into the world of MMA, this is what you really need. And you can get it by going to the WrestlingObserver.com website, and there'll be some tips on how to subscribe to the newsletter. And, of course, you can get some past editions, and Dave's got a couple books out. What are the books called? Legends 1 and Legends 2?
Tributes 1 and Tributes 2.
Tributes 1
is out of print. Tributes 2 you can actually order from me. I still have several hundred copies here in my garage.
I like the way you put that. All right. And now Nick Diaz is out of the picture for at least a year?
Well, we don't know. It could be it could be 6 months. It could be 9 months. It could be a year. It depends on, like, what he does over the next couple of months. I think the decision, he'll be suspended. They have a meeting on the 22nd, and they'll probably announce, like, a preliminary suspension on that date. Right now he's not suspended. And then in probably April, they'll set a date on February 22nd for a hearing, which would probably be in April. And in April, he'll have a chance to show up and plead his case, and then they would announce a suspension, which could be. There have been two incidences of guys being failing two pot tests in Nevada, and they were both boxers. And in both cases, it was a 1-year suspension. So that seems to be the way they're going. What I think, with Nick Diaz, I'm wondering if he will no-show the hearing, and if he no-shows the hearing, that will guarantee that he probably gets a stiff sentence. If he shows up, maybe he'll be able to plead his case. I don't know. I mean, it's the thing is, it's like again, like you said, like I'm not that negative on marijuana usage when it comes to sports because I don't consider that cheating. In a sense. You know, there's arguments that it helps. There's arguments it's a performance enhancer. There's arguments it's a performance detractor in the sense it might slow your reflexes. It's not steroids, though. I think steroids is an obvious proven performance enhancer and is cheating. And so they're different. Now, steroids, first time you're going to be popped, it's going to be a year in Nevada. So this the deal is more it's going to be is the idea that it's a second time. It's not really even a second time, because if you look at his track record, there's time after time after time of problems associated with it. He's only two failed tests, but he's cost himself many fights, and now he's cost himself millions of dollars because of that, and it's kind of too bad. I mean, the guy's got talent. He's a great fighter.
No question about that. Before we go to the break, one more thing on marijuana. State Senator Mark Leno of California has introduced a bill in the California State Senate which will prohibit any employer, anybody, from penalizing a medical marijuana patient regarding their employment. I guess that's going to cover fighting as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA. We have the preeminent expert on MMA. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer on the line from Silicon Valley. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free phone lines, the number is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Passless Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and, of course, live worldwide on the fabulous Internet.
Need to spruce up your bathroom? Take advantage of limited-time values on special bath buys at Lowe's, like a new Project Source Chrome bath faucet, now only $19. Or check out a Style Selections 24-inch Auburn vanity and matching mirror for only $199. And if you want to save money and water, pick up a Penguin dual-flush toilet with overflow protection for just $148. That's a savings of $50. But hurry, supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 2/2012 while supplies last.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Money, money, money. How would you like to have an extra few hundred dollars a month for 15 minutes of time each day? I'm Clint Kennedy. I invented a safe, easy way to make money using the internet that has made me millions. With my proven method, you can make extra cash to pay off those stressful bills and start enjoying life again. Today only, the first 200 who call will get my course blueprint free.
I'm not good with a computer, but I can do this.
2 hours a week was enough time to make me extra money.
All I had to do was follow the easy directions.
I'm so confident you can make at least $1,000 the first 90 days, or I'll pay you $100.
Start making extra cash. Call 800-906-7110 now. This free offer ends today. You must call now. Call 800-906-7110. See how you can start making extra cash absolutely free. Call 800-906-7110.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon. A lot to do, and you've hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Fighter, are you ready? And it's about to get serious. Slice quickly across. And there's back to go. Slice goes down. Slice in trouble. Oh, my goodness. Slice gets pulled in now. And they stop it. Rocky. Rocky is here. Kimbo Slice up. Petroselli shocks the world. Kimbo Slice is shooting on the referee. He's trying to get the referee down. The most incredible victory in the history of Nick
is what mixed martial arts is all about. If you have a dream, if you're willing to step into a cage and fight for your life, you can be anything you want. Kimbo Slice, battered, bruised, bloodied, Seth Petroselli, a young man from Fort Myers, Florida. His nickname is the Silverback. He came here tonight, found out that he would be the main event, and he has shocked the entire world of mixed martial arts.
Mighty Tower of Power Horns bringing us back from the break. Folks, don't forget, I updated my section, Pedro's Song of the Month, at towerofpower.com. Check out the website, towerofpower.com. And for those of you in the UK and Europe, they are coming there in March. They'll have a big, long European tour. I think they'll be there for almost a month. The bottom line is they are the baddest soul band in the entire world, the Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks. Of course, he writes the weekly newsletter, Wrestling Observer Newsletter. It's not all about professional wrestling, although there is a good segment of that on professional wrestling. Speaking of professional wrestling, let's get that out of the way. Is the wrestling business doing good?
WWE's got a good business, but the popularity is
waning.
It's so-so. It's peaking right now because WrestleMania is coming up April 1st, and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson's coming back in a couple of weeks, and Undertaker's coming back is going to be back on TV regularly in a couple of weeks. So, March will be strong. I think after April, it will be a lackadaisical for sure.
Okay, what's up with Fuel TV? They've taken over what Spike used to do, right? They sort of air some of the fights on Fuel TV. Are they getting any numbers there?
Not really, because not that many people get Fuel TV. They had the UFC on Wednesday night and it had 217,000 viewers, which, obviously, for a live UFC on television, that's, for a live fight, I think that the lowest for a UFC ever would probably have been in the 700,000 range.
On Spike.
And that was on Versus.
On Versus.
On Spike, live fights on Spike, I don't think that they were ever lower than about, a little over a million. And so this is 217. So it's way, way down. But everyone knew that going in. It's not like that number was a surprise or a disappointment. It's just what it is. They got to rebuild this. They got to build this channel from basically ground zero.
Okay, Junior Dos Santos and both Cain Velasquez, they were hurt entering that November 12th fight they had last year?
Yeah, they both had bad knees. Velasquez sprained his knee ligaments, and Dos Santos, I think, tore his MCL. But realistically, neither should have been fighting. But, Junior won the fight, and I believe they both had surgery after the fight. And Junior's back training, Cain's back training. Looks like Junior's going to fight Alistair Overeem on May 26th, and Cain is going to fight Frank Mir, but the date is not official yet because he's still recovering. So it could be July or June.
Okay, what's happening with the California kid, Uriah Faber? When's he going to fight next?
He's fighting Dominic Cruz, and they're scheduling that for July the 2nd in Las Vegas. What they're going to do is they're going to air Ultimate Fighter, and Faber and Cruz are going to be the coaches, and they're also going to be training during the season. The season starts on March the 9th on FX. They're not going to be in heavy training. From what I gather, Faber and his team are actually going to be moving to Las Vegas, and they're going to start heavy training during the season, probably midway through the season, because the fight is probably about 18, 19 weeks from the start of the season. That's too long to go into heavy training. So I think that he's kind of targeting about 7 weeks in, so he has like an 11-week camp where he starts. But his training will be documented on the show every week, as will Cruz's training.
Is Dominic Cruz a favorite there?
Got to be. He won the first one. The first fight was, Cruz dominated I would say outpointed Faber, landed more, but Faber got 3 knockdowns in 5 rounds. So that was kind of the story of the fight. But Cruz was, Cruz's wrestling is so good that Faber couldn't take him down, and standing Cruz is just quicker. So that was what the game was. If Faber can't get him to the ground, he might be able to submit him, but he was unsuccessful getting him to the ground. Standing up, Faber's stand-up did get a lot better, but he still didn't have the quickness Cruz had, and it's going to be a lot for him to overcome in that fight, I think Cruz has to be the favorite.
Looks like a lot of the UFC news is coming out here on Twitter. My buddy Lorenzo Fertitta, of course, the owner of the Station Casinos, him and Frank Fertitta, the co-owners of the Station Casinos in Las Vegas, Nevada, and, of course, the owners of the UFC. Dana White's got 10% of that, doesn't he?
9%.
9%?
9%. They own, each own like 41%, and then 41.5%, something like that. And then the government of the United Arab Emirates owns like 10%.
Yeah, I had a nightmare in Dubai. I went there last year. This promoter lured me over there to do some PR work, and my return ticket was not paid for at the airport. After confirming it was a round-trip ticket, I had to pay $1,600 to get back. Then he bounced his check. I mean, it was a nightmare. So I'm not ever going back to Dubai. It was a 17-hour flight, Dave. I recommend if you get a chance to go there, don't do it. There's nothing there but a lot of sand and a bunch of women wearing masks on their face. That's the bottom line. And so what's up with the Ultimate Fighter Brazil? Is this going to have a TV home here in the United States, or is that going to be on the Internet?
It'll be on the Internet, and it'll probably wind up on Fuel. The deal's not official. But, it's going to be – I mean, the thing is it's going to have to be subtitled and production work done because it's done for Globo in Brazil, so the whole show's going to be done in Portuguese. You know, all the fighters are going to be Brazilian, and the coaches are going to be Vanderlei Silva and Vitor Belfort. So it'll either air on the UFC website or on Fuel. And I'm relatively sure it'll probably wind up on Fuel because Fuel just wants as many hours of UFC as possible. Because I saw the difference. Fuel basically has no viewers unless UFC is on. And when UFC is on, they get, significantly more viewers. Not that it's a lot, but, that show on Wednesday was by far the highest rated show they've had in the history of that station.
The Fox show in January did a 2.61 rating and 4.66 million viewers. The numbers weren't bad considering the first UFC show wasn't all that great with Dos Santos taking out Cain Velasquez in about a minute and 5 seconds. And, of course, the second card that aired on Fox in January wasn't very exciting. So I'm sort of surprised that they grabbed that many viewers. The fight sort of sucked.
Yeah, and the next one they're putting on, it's going to be four fights. And they're action fights. The fights are going to be, you can never say for sure, but I think the fights will be very good on the third show. But the marquee value isn't there. I'm worried about the rating. I could see, that if the rating isn't good, it doesn't reflect well for UFC because primetime network, that's heavy stakes. And I don't know. I know that there's a couple of fights they wanted on that card. There's two fights that they want on that card that would have helped it, but in both cases, guys were injured. So. You've got Jim Miller and Nate Diaz is going to be the main event, and there's going to be what's the other one?
Don't worry about it. Let's talk about UFC 144. Of course, that is next week, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's the live pay-per-view. 2 hours earlier, it'll be on FX for 2 hours. Before that, they'll have a fight on Facebook. The main event, Frankie Edgar and Ben Henderson there. Who wins that fight and why?
Tough fight to predict. I've been going back and forth. Ben Henderson's bigger, stronger. Frankie Edgar is as good, probably credential-wise, as good, if not a better wrestler credential-wise. Boxing-wise, Frankie's got more movement. I think that Henderson is a good stand-up fighter. I think it's going to be a very exciting fight. Edgar's looked awfully good. I mean, Henderson looked like a monster in his last fight. He looked so improved. A lot of,
You're on the fence on this one.
I am on the fence on this one. I think I'm going to go slightly to Henderson, though.
Okay.
I'm going to go for a title change.
Kid Yamamoto, how good is he? I mean, I've heard all these great, great things about him. I haven't seen a whole lot of him on video, but the bottom is he'll be on UFC 144, right? That'll be the FX card?
Kid Yamamoto years ago was phenomenal for his time because he was a guy who was 141 pounds without cutting, and he's fighting now at 135, and he was competing at 155 and beating people regularly at 155. In fact, he had a great record at 155, so I was very impressed with that. He would go against 155-pound kickboxers as an MMA guy under kickboxing rules and compete very well in that regard. But he had elbow surgery, knee surgery in the last couple of years, and he's gone downhill a lot. He's been very disappointing in UFC. He's lost his first two fights. and did nothing in either fight. So this may be, you know, there's a good chance he would have been cut except for this Japan show, because for the Japanese market, he's actually the biggest star on the show, but they're not even putting him on the main card because for the American market, you know, he has never looked good. So this is probably do or die for him.
We're talking with the editor, the publisher of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Of course, the information is available at WrestlingObserver.com. He also created the Wrestling Observer radio show hosted by Brian Alvarez. It airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Radio. He's on the cable radio network. I mean, he's all over the place. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer and the Wrestling Observer. Now, talk to me about Gina Carano. She's going to make another movie. Did you get a chance to see the first one yet?
I haven't seen the first one, no. But, I mean, the movie got good reviews and didn't do much at the box office.
No. It was very – in Europe it did okay.
Yeah, but not in the United States. So she's going to get more stuff. I don't know if she's going to get stuff at the level of the first one. Probably not. But she'll have a career in acting. I don't know about fighting again. You know, she's, I think, 30 now, and – but I just don't see her going back to fighting unless the movie career is, you know, pretty much goes nowhere.
Well, she told me a couple of weeks ago when I had her on the show, she said that she has not retired and that she still thinks she still considers herself a fighter and she does want to come back. And she wasn't surprised that Chris Cyborg Santos tested positive for steroids. And of course, she's been suspended. She's got that monster looking body, a body like a man. She's trying to appeal that, or is that going to go a year?
What, Cyborg?
Yeah, the suspension.
She's trying to say that, I don't know, like a tainted supplement or something. She's trying to appeal it. I don't see her doing well in an appeal, especially because it's going to be hard to produce a supplement that contains what she tested positive for. Okay. I don't know that exists. I mean, there are tainted supplements, but not tainted with Sanazolo that I'm aware of.
Okay. Quentin Rampage Jackson, he was the rage of Pride when the Pride Fighting Championships were like a bigger than the UFC, and of course that was coming out of Japan. He's taking on Ryan Bader next week. Who wins this one? Is this light heavyweight, 205 pounds, right?
Yeah. I think Rampage should win. I think that his defensive wrestling is good enough, his strength is good enough, and he's a knockout artist. He's a better stand-up fighter than Ryan Bader. But conditioning wise, may go in Bader's favor. Rampage is the thing where Bader may have it on Rampage is I'm, you know, when I see the stuff that Rampage is saying, I sense that he's mentally, you know, he's talking about retirement. This may be his last fight. If he wins, this will be his last fight. To me, you know, and you know this is, you know, better than anyone, that when you hear fighters talk about retirement, that means that they're starting to check out mentally, and when they start to check out mentally, they're probably not training nearly as hard as the guy that they're fighting. So in that sense, I mean, you know, Jackson should win the fight, but it wouldn't shock me for Bader to win because of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, which airs Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with Brian Alvarez right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Genius, I thank you so much for the time.
Okay, thanks, Pedro.
He is the greatest, folks. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Tower of Power here, slowing it down with a remake of Me and Mrs. Jones. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA.
Me and Mrs. Jones. We've got a thing going on.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Yeah, the funky horns of the Tower of Power, the house band, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget UFC 144 that takes place from a place outside of Tokyo, Japan. That's next Saturday. And it'll air from 10 p.m. Eastern Time to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. That's on pay-per-view. That's the pay-per-view end of the card. Of course, the main event will be Ben Henderson taking on Frankie Edgar for the lightweight title. That's 155 pounds. That's February 25th. But get this. There'll be 2 hours of UFC on Fox. I'll take that back on FX. And that will be not Fox, FX. FX is the cable channel. Fox is the network channel. But it'll be on FX. It'll be from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, of course, and followed by the pay-per-view. There'll be one fight on show on Facebook the hour before, about 7 p.m. So, you know, they're going to be like racking it up next week. No question about it. UFC 144 coming to you live from Japan. Of course, as I say, Quentin Jackson's going to be on the card. Be some good fights on the card, but I like this main event. And I'm going with Frankie Edgar, even though Ben Henderson's a bigger fighter. And a lot of people are, as I said, on the fence on this one. Different experts I talked to. I just talked to Dave Meltzer, and he's on the fence about it. I'm going to go with Frankie Edgar to retain the World Lightweight Championship against Ben Henderson next week. That's UFC 144. Check it out. Fox will air from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and then the pay-per-view takes over at 10 p.m. Eastern Time and will last for a minimum of 3 hours, possibly 4 hours. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Until next time, don't forget, hit the website, worldwideweb.ringtalk.com. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide via the fabulous Internet. Until next week, much respect.